Washoe County is drafting a proposal that would remove more than 350,000 acres from wilderness study areas. That's more than 560 square miles that would be open for various activities such as mining and energy transmission. Some environmental groups say this threatens the long-term health of the land. KUNR's Kathleen Masterson reports.
A wilderness designation is the highest level of conservation protection possible under the federal law. The Bureau of Land Management is tasked with overseeing these public lands.
Very few people are aware of what public lands are. Yeah, with 87% of the state in public lands, you know, you ask people what public lands are, and it's like, is that something the government owns? It's like, no, we own it.
That's Kirk Peterson with the Nevada Friends of Wilderness. In wilderness areas specifically, people can hike, camp, hunt, canoe. They can also graze cattle and mine on pre-existing claims. Motorized vehicles such as ATVs are not allowed, though visitors and ranchers may use existing roads.
First of all, the area has to be over 5,000 acres in size. Secondly, it's got to be predominantly natural. If it meets those two criteria, then it has to have opportunities for solitude and primitive and unconfined recreation. That's it.
Washoe County currently has nearly 600,000 acres of wilderness study areas. These are lands set aside to eventually be considered for official wilderness designation, and they're protected in the meantime. The proposal Washoe County is drafting will ultimately ask Congress to remove upwards of 325,000 acres. That's more than half the county's wilderness study areas. These areas were set aside decades ago, and the county says it's time to reevaluate them. Jamie Rodriguez is the Washoe County Government Affairs Manager. She's spearheading the bill. She says the lands will still be managed by the BLM.
We can't sell that land. That's not in our disposal boundary. It's BLM open space. So if you recreate there, if you go and you hike and you camp and you hunt in those areas, once it's released, you can still do that.
But it does allow for some development on the land. Sharon Netherton of Friends of Nevada Wilderness says this habitat is critical for wildlife and archaeological value, such as petroglyphs. Her group has worked with ranchers and other stakeholders to protect it over the years.
We don't understand what you're proposing, why you're proposing it, why are you doing this so fast? We want to be involved.
One area she and others are particularly concerned about is way north in Washoe County, near Oregon. The 100,000 acres in question border the Sheldon National Wildlife Refuge and are home to pronghorn, mule deer, sage grouse. This area has largely been untouched for decades.
Is some of the best sage grouse habitat in the country. And one of the reasons is the fact that there hasn't been a lot of habitat fragmentation. There's not been mining up there. There's not been oil and gas leasing.
That's mostly because the area doesn't have anything valuable for extraction. It's also because it's been protected as a wilderness study area. In fact, that designation ultimately stopped the Ruby Pipeline, a massive oil and gas transmission line, from being routed through. But Netherton says with the growth of wind and solar energy, there will be pressure to put in power lines.
And so I think the best way to protect that whole habitat up there that's so important for the migration of wildlife, sage grouse, and everything else is it's easier to protect it when it's still in excellent shape.
Now, to be clear, if the land were to be released from a wilderness study area, it would still be federally managed, but it becomes open for multi-use purposes. That could include building fences and watering ponds for cattle, driving motorized vehicles, constructing transmission lines, or developing mines and geothermal plants. Some argue that the land would benefit from having more management options. For example, some sage grouse habitat are experiencing encroachment from juniper trees, which are crowding out the sagebrush. Yet many juniper removal techniques require vehicles.
Sage grouse require higher management. So creating that wilderness now restricts that ability to do that more intense management. You can't spray for weeds or anything else. It also becomes a problem if you have to do juniper cuts and all of these things because now you have to go out with a handsaw. You can't use mechanized vehicles. You can't drive a truck or a quad or any sort of OHV out there to them.
That's Rodriguez again with Washoe County. She has the complex and politically loaded task of drafting a proposal that satisfies the needs of ranchers, recreators, developers, and conservationists.
I will also say this is not the final proposal. Okay. We're still working with groups. We know that everybody's going to be a little unhappy.
This lands bill doesn't just impact remote Washoe County. It also proposes to open up federal land north of Reno and Sparks for private sale. A whopping 170,000 acres are on the table. The goal is to increase availability of affordable housing. Washoe County representatives say the plan will likely be finalized and voted on early next year. I'm Kathleen Masterson, KUNR News.